The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The beginning of today's daf, we have the sugya which deals with the issue of a shaila, which is certainly not uncommon that people are faced with on Shabbos. What happens, for instance, if somebody's hat or jacket becomes dirty, it falls on the floor, it becomes dusty, or the person puts a child on his lap and the child steps on the person's pants or jacket and it becomes dusty? Can he clean this off? Can he shake it off? As well, there's a shaila of what happens if somebody is walking in a big rainstorm and his coat becomes saturated with water, or a heavy snowstorm and lots of snow falls on the person's hat or coat. Can he shake it off when he comes inside? Let us see the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, the Gemara says at the top of Kuf Mem Zayin Aleph, Hamanar Talisa B'Shabbos Chayev Chatos. Somebody shakes off a coat on Shabbos, he's Chayev Chatos. We have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos what the case is talking about. According to Rashi, Hamanar Talisa says, Rashi Min HaOfer, there's dust on the person's beged, and by shaking it off, he's chayav achatos, that is considered kibus, even d'oraisa, says Rashi, d'zehu libunai. That's malabein, that's the malacha of cleansing a garment, zehu libunai. Tosfos rejects this pshat, and Tosfos says it doesn't seem that you can have the din of libun, like shayach libun, if you're not using any water. If you're not using mayim, it can't be that it is kibus. Therefore, says Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, we have a Tosfos Sefer, not Tosfos says Pirush Rach, it's really Rabbeinu Tam. We're talking about that there is some water, there's dew, there's tal on the beged, and the person is shaking it off from the tal. In other words, according to Rashi, the fact that a person's beged is dirty from dust is already considered lichluch, that's considered dirt on the beged, and shaking it off would be considered cleansing the beged, making the beged look better. According to Tosfos, it's the removal of the water, which also removes dirt with it, that's kibbutz, like any other kibbutz that is talked about in the sugya of Malabein, it's done through the vehicle of water. In truth, the Rabbi Akivegi here in the Gilyon HaShas is Mitzayin Rashi and Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, where Rashi there indeed says that it's not Shaykh Malabein if you don't use water. Rabbi Akivegi, the Stira to Rashi, here Rashi says you're not using any water and this is considered Libun, and a Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, he says there is no Kibus if you're not using water. I in the Sharat Zion in Simon Shin Beis Sivchon Mem Aleph, who answers Rabbi Akivegi's Kasha. But look in the Shaila Sechuvus Doivavid Meisharim from the Shabina Rav Chelak Aleph Simin Samach Aleph, where the Shail answers the same teretz as the Sharet Zion, and the Shabina Rav rejects the answer and gives his own teretz. Ayin Shom. Now in the Gemara it's clear that there are three conditions, three tnaim that are needed in order to be considered chayev and usur to shake out a beged which has either dirt or tal, whether Rashi and Tosfos and Shita. One, it has to be uchmi, it has to be black or a dark colored beged. Secondly, it has to be chadash, new, or at least it still has a new appearance to it. And thirdly, it has to be that the person is makbid. The person would not wear this beged because he's makbid about the dirt or the dew that's on the beged. Three conditions in order to be usur. Now here we see in the Rishonim two different ways of understanding the three conditions and understanding the way of learning the Gemara according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. The Rashba, which is also brought in the Magid Mishnah, the Rashba here in Kuf Mem Zayin learns that really the first two conditions, that it has to be black, a dark color, and it has to be chadash, it has to be new looking, that's in order to be considered that you are being malabein, you're cleansing this garment. In order to be considered that you're cleaning the beged, it has to be that it is new, and it has to be that it's dark colored, therefore the removal of the dirt, or the removal of the tal of the dew would be considered being meyafe the beged, making the beged look nicer, hence it would be considered malabein. The third condition, the tenai of makbid, that a person has to be particular about not working out on the in the street wearing this baged, that is only to tell us that if the person is makbid, then it's going to be a psikoresha, that he will shake the beged strongly, he will shake the beged vigorously, and therefore get out the bed, the dust, or get out the towel that's embedded and absorbed into the beged. In other words, the condition of hakpada is only because if the person is makbid, then we will say it's karav levadai, it's a psikoresha, that he will shake it, he will be menar b'chayzik, and thereby can be considered kibas gomer. If he's not makbid, then it's not a psikoresha, he'll shake it with strength, not b'chayzik, and therefore will be a davishen miskavin without a kibas gomer, and that will be mutter. Indeed, Abnei Nezin, Arachayim Simen Kuf Samachdal, it says that even if a person is not makbid, but if indeed he does shake it out, if he is menarik b'chayzek, then we see, according to the Shita Sarajba, certainly, it would be still aser to do on Shabbos. A second way of learning the Gemara is based on the Beis Yosef, which seems many Achrayim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Sif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah here in Simen Shin Beis, Sifkon Beis learns, that really all three conditions are needed to be considered kibbutz. And according to Rashi, to get out the offer, the dust that's in the beged, according to Tosfos, to get out the water that's in the beged, all three conditions are needed in order to be considered kibbutz midairaisa. In other words, it has to be new looking, it has to be a dark color beged, and it also has to be hakbada. If the person is makbid, then shaking it out is considered kibbutz. For the person who doesn't really mind walking out with such a baggage, for him to shake it off is not considered kibbutz, doesn't have a shame libun. In order to be usher, doesn't have a shame libun because the person is not makbid. A nafkamina between these two ways of learning the Gemara is what the Bir Halacha has a chakira about. The Bir Halacha in Sefalav Zivra Maschal Oleh has a chakira. What happens if the Bala Beged, the owner of the garment, indeed is makbid, and for him he would not go out on Shabbos with the dust on this Beged or the dew absorbed in this Beged. But his friend is a person who is not makbid. Is it mutter, says the Bir Halacha, for the friend to shake it out? Or vice versa? The opposite case as well. The Birkas HaShabbos from Hagoyin Rebellion Fisher says that this whole Shaila, this whole Chakira of the Bir Halacha is only relevant if you understand that the Tanai, the condition of Hakbada, is to be considered a Shem Liban or not. Because according to the Rajba, that Hakbad is only for us to know, to be a litmus test, if there's going to be a psikoresha of Nir B'chayzik, that the person indeed will shake out the garment vigorously. If he's makbid, then he will be shaking it out strongly. And if he's not makbid, we don't have to be concerned, he will shake it out vigorously. But in this case, where the Bala Beged is not makbid, and the other person is shaking it out, or the Bala HaBeged is makbid, and the friend of the Bala HaBeged is shaking it out, but if he's doing it vigorously, according to the Rajba, that's still considered a Maisa Kibus. While according to the second way of learning, the Beis Yosef, and we mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah and other Achrayim, the way they learn, indeed, even if the person is shaking it out strongly, he's shaking it out b'chayzek, but since he is not makbid, for him, it does not have a shame kibbutz. And that's why the Bir Halacha has a shaila, has a suffix. Perhaps for the friend it would be considered not a maisa kibbutz and we mutter to do. Or perhaps we go by the Bala Beged. We have to see who the owner of the Beged is. And since for him it is considered a kibbutz, then it will be also even for somebody else to shake it out. Le Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Beis Sif Aleph, Paskins like Tosfos. This is Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, also the Rosh and the Ran hold like this, that a menar talis chadasha shchira, someone shakes out a new black beged min hatal shaleah, chayiv, in that case he's chayiv, shahanir yafala kumay kibus, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'hu shemachbar aleah shalei l'loiv shei b'lei nir, but that's only if he has akbada like we mentioned before. The Rama adds in 2 points. First of all, the Rama adds in on this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. The koshkin she'asu lana'ar beged she'nosha b'mayim, or she'yor lov gishamim. Says the Rambam that if there's a lot of water, either through snow or rain, on the person's head or beged, then to shake it out really will be dealing with a whole other issue. And that is, we'll be dealing with an issue of schita. By shaking out a hat or a coat that has a lot of water absorbed in it, and shaking it out vigorously, where water certainly will come out of the beged, that already the Achrayim speak out is a problem of schita. So regardless of the issue of kibbutz, it would still be usher because of shita. The Ramah then brings the shita of Rashi. Yesh yomrim da usher lanar beged min ha'avak she'alav, from dust that is on it, im makbid alav, as the Tanai replies even for Rashi shita, v'toiv lochish ledvarav, says the Ramah that it's proper to b'choshish for this shita as well for Rashi shita. So the Mechaber passes like Taisis, it's only a kibbutz, only a shame kibbutz if you're dealing with water in the beged. And the Ramah adds in the shitas of Rashi that even if it's only dust and shaking it out strongly also would be usher if it's a black and newish and the person is makbid on it. The Bir Halacha goes further and says, even though the Ramah says just Tev Lachish L'dvarav, that the Eli Rabbah says Min Hadin one has to be makbid, since many other Rishonim also agree with Rashi Shita. Based on this, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'tev Lizar, Kishabah Shachris B'Shabbos L'Beis HaMedrash, when a person comes to Shul or the Beis HaMedrash on Shabbos morning, and he puts his hat down and he puts his coat down, he should make sure to put it B'Makom Shimur, he should put it in a good place, Kedei Shalayiplu La'aretz, in order that it should not fall on the ground, V'yalu Avak Aleim, and then it will become dusty, V'yavich Hilul Shabbos, and then a person, either subconsciously or the fact that there's dust in his hat or his coat, he wants to shake it off and he will come to Chilul Shabbos. One heter that the Mishnah Berurah does bring is that if indeed the beged is so dusty that it's not even covered abrius, the person is pashut embarrassed to walk out like that on Shabbos, then it's permissible for her to have a goy brush off the dust from the beged. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because since the Ikar Adin is like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that really there's only kibbutz where you have water involved, so therefore for covered abrius we could rely on that shita and use a goy to dust off the beged or shake off the beged. Of course, it is also to have a guy put water on a beged. Putting water on a beged, that's already a din of Shriyasi Zeu Kibusai. Later in Simon Shin Beis, that's also the rice according to everyone, according to all Rishonim, it's also the rice to put any water on a beged that's dirty. And certainly since it's awesome and deraisa for a yid to do, it would also be awesome for a guy to do it for the yid. But this heter of kavod abrius is when it's only dusty, because we have the shitas Rabbeinu Tam to rely on that by dust there is no libun, for that we rely that if a guy is doing it for kavod abrius, it would be mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.